You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
This morning we welcome Pete Ubels, who has an undergraduate degree in architecture and planning and is currently a master's student majoring in engineering. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Very relaxed, actually.
That's good. Yeah. It's always nice to be relaxed. I'm really loving your hat, by the way.
Thanks.
I know people can't see it, but yeah, looks great. So recently you attended the UN's Habitat Conference. Yep. It's the Habitat 3 conference. Is that how you say it?
Yep.
Awesome. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it and kind of what it was? Yeah, what it was about.
So the Habitat 3 conference is the third UN Housing and Urban Sustainability conference, and it only happens every 20 years.
Oh wow!
And this time is actually the largest UN event they've ever had. So there's 50,000 people all packed into a single conference venue. The UN obviously has a whole lot of these different sort of events happening all through the year. Like, I mean, earlier in the year I was in the Environmental Assembly and there were people over at the climate one over in Morocco earlier this year. But in this case here, this one here, we didn't so much deal with text, but it was more like a huge amount of sort of networking and learning about basically everything urban, from housing through to climate change, through to urban health, through to public art.
And so you met with like lots of different people from all areas of architecture in particular, or?
Well, I mean, architecture, funny enough, was just my undergraduate. I've moved into other areas, but no, completely different sort of spectrums of all around the place. I'd say there's probably a higher swing towards political and urban planning, but it's a complete spectrum. I mean, I had some great conversations with people producing public art in Jerusalem, for example.
So what were the main themes about housing around the world that were kind of explored and discussed? I suppose sustainability had a huge kind of discussion around it. Like, how could we, what did you take away from it?
Well, housing is, it's funny to note that what we've got in New Zealand isn't unique to here, although we have some of the highest rates of it here. One thing to take away is this whole event was addressed to focus on how to implement the 2030 agenda into cities, which is the new sort of sustainable development goals. How do you make all cities around the world, not just sort of the Millennium Development Goals, sort of developing nations countries, but all cities, how do you make them more sustainable? And this is environmentally sustainable, but also sustainable for different genders, for sort of productivity. I mean, in every way, it covers all sort of bases of, it's a giant sort of wish list.
And yeah. So what kind of things are you kind of doing to create some sustainability with your work, if you are?
So I do a lot of stuff with the political side of things, but I'm focused on trying to make the city a greener, healthier, more enjoyable space. And And it's about trying to open up avenues of producing more housing, for example, here, and also produce green design. I mean, we've got an opportunity now where we've got to effectively double our housing stock in the next 25 years.
Gosh.
we're building so much, and we've got to build so much infrastructure for that. Like, the opportunity is ripe to actually build something decent and worthwhile.
Are people hesitant to kind of do that, to go that green way with building?
Well, they are, just because there's a huge sort of, there's a higher startup cost, but inevitably it's cheaper in the long run. If we design now for four different people, I mean, you design for the elderly, design for sort of kids, I mean, with these in sort of in mind, if you design with environmental future in mind, you will ultimately save a lot more, and it creates a much more friendlier, higher sort of well-being sort of environment.
Are other countries around the world facing same housing problems as we are here in New Zealand? Is this kind of like a global thing?
It is. Although everyone's kind of got different sort of forms of this to some degree. It's obviously particularly a sort of major urban sort of problem. But these other countries tend to be, I'd say, I mean, there's there's different causes to it, and so we've got our own sort of unique set of problems. I mean, obviously, we had sort of poor planning sort of in Auckland, which has been addressed, well, starting to be addressed now. We've got sort of capital gains, no lack of capital gains there, so foreign investment, and a ridiculously high amount of immigration. So.
Mm. And also, we wanted to have a little look at the State of New Zealand report, which was released recently. What did they find?
So
about
the State
New Zealand.
Of New Zealand report, just as a brief, is a report leading up into Habitat 3, and it was focused more on. It was basically the UN invited every sort of nation to produce a report leading up to it, how they are doing sustainability. Sustainability-wise, but our government decided not to do so.
Really?
No, they didn't actually produce it at all. And so a whole bunch of researchers...
Why is that?
They went... It's amazing. Like, you go to this conference, and we were pretty much non-existent. I mean, there was a giant expo area, and you have all these countries like Sweden and Saudi Arabia, and have these giant, massive pavilions and everything. New Zealand, we didn't even have an official delegation there.
Wow.
And it was almost embarrassing. Like, it was kind of scary. Admittedly, it was kind of around the time of the election, but like in previous ones, we've had people like Dove Meyer Robinson speak and so forth. I mean, and this is, I mean, I'm wondering how we sort of are communicating on the world stage if we're not even present. But the State of a Nation report was a report produced to discuss how New Zealand was. And it, dare I say, it was kind of damning of the nation. The obvious things, like we know that we've got like 30% of children live in poverty, and we're doing abysmally on sort of climate change. But there's a whole lot of other sort of findings which are really kind of sort of fascinating.
So what can we do to try and improve that? What are the ways in which we can... I mean, obviously, the government does have a lot of control over where they delegate their money and what they're putting funding towards and helping to conserve. But what can the community kind of do to try and create more sustainability?
Well, the community can definitely put pressure on the government towards actually designing for the future in mind. Too much of our sort of design and planning seems to be sort of the here and now, what sort of solutions we can. Whereas if we bite the buck and sort of take the bullet now, we can actually make this far more sustainable, more enjoyable place. But the community, everyone can sort of contribute. I mean, you get out and you sort of cycle more, and then obviously makes that more sustainable. I mean, plant sort of community gardens, just interact with your neighbours and think about who your community is.
Well, thank you so much, Pete, for coming in this morning. It's been fantastic talking with you. And where are you going with all your work? What are your plans? Because you are doing a master's in engineering.
Correct.
Yeah. So what are you going to be doing with that? Do you have any ideas?
Well, I'm a project manager really by trade. And so I'm sort of moving into something that's slightly more environmentally based.
Cool.
But I, as I said, I sort of tap in politics. I mean, I ran for the local board in the last election. And I mean, the future's looking bright. So I'll see where things go.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for coming onto the show this morning.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.